Today, September 17th, 2025. It is 1:36. We are going to start our first Student Health Advisory Council meeting for the 2025-26 school year. As far as attendance, we have Ms. Pope with elementary, Ms. Batten, Mr. May with high school, Ms. Kirk is here, Officer Schrader, myself, Nurse Casey, and then we have a representative from the Department of State Health Services,
Pamela Hayden.
Ms. Pamela with us today as well. So welcome. I do have to let you all know that the meeting will be recorded and posted to our website. I have a copy of our meeting minutes from last time if anyone would like to review them. A few of the pertinent items from last meeting, which was February 5th, 2025, was that our school wellness policy had been reviewed and submitted. The triannual assessment through Ms. Chapman, which is over our food nutrition services, was completed, and then the board was presented with the annual presentation from the SHAC in May. Anyone have any questions or any comments on our meeting from last minute or minutes from last meeting? Okay. We'll go into updates now. Ms. Pamela, if you'd like to start, this is just where you can give your.
Yes, I'm with the Department of State Health Services, so we do immunizations, STI testing, and we offer some TB things too. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. On Friday, we close at noon, but we're here like if some kiddos need immunizations, low income or no income.
Where are y'all located?
In Centerville.
Okay.
From the nurse department, the beginning of our school year has started well. We've had fewer illnesses as in the past couple of years at the start of the school, so that's very exciting and good news. We've had lots of changes in the as far as TEA updates this year. The nursing department still is waiting on the complete updated information in regards to School Bill 12 and a few of the other updates. So perhaps at the next meeting I can give you a good review of what those are. The biggest change is that parents have to opt in for medical and health care services while at school. And that includes like hearing, vision, any screenings that are required, as well as being seen in the nurse's office.
Does that mean Band-Aids too?
If a child needs they've a come Band-Aid. Out with a okay. FAQ.
We can give a Band-Aid now. I can do ice packs. So the basic type things such as that, as of right now in the update, am allowed to do. But anything as far as screenings, counseling, education, advising, anything out of that realm, they have to have a consent for.
TASB is doing a webinar September 30th at 11 a.m. that's going to cover a majority of the legislative changes and how that's impacting school health advisory councils, and including everything from there will be discussion on a variety of bills. So I'm happy to share that link with you if you haven't seen it or received it yet.
That works.
I'm good. Planning to be on that.
And we have a Region 6 nurse meeting, I believe, on that day as well. And so we'll probably review a lot of those things later.
As far as getting the information out to parents, you mentioned FAQ. Is there something that's, I guess, following that training that you could post on Parent Square, as well as, you know, we can try to get it out through the PTO to just let parents be aware that, you know, Band-Aids are okay and ice packs will be mm-hmm. offered and so forth.
Yes, ma'am. When they give that final mm-hmm. what we can do, then we can forward that to everybody.
Yeah, and we're happy to try to promote and get mm-hmm. it out as well, because there are a lot of questions.
Yes, ma'am. It created a lot of confusion. We've already completed our Stop the Bleed training for our 6th through 12th graders. We had 160 students participate in that training. The Brazos Valley Regional Advisory Council were the ones that came out and completed it. In the future, Officer Schrader and I have discussed potentially completing more training in-house with the Sheriff Department so we can perhaps do by grade level and have more interaction and one-on-one time with the students. And so that's a goal. The PTO has been assisting greatly as far as this year on our hygiene items, things for the Bulldog Bunker. That's been very helpful as far as the nurse's office. One change that we're working, or not a change, but I guess I could have done that on TE8, but we have to complete a CERT protocol, which is a crisis emergency, cardiac emergency response team, or crisis emergency response team. I'd have to look at the exact, but it's not implemented for 2 more years, so we have time to complete that. At our next meeting, we can perhaps create a subcommittee so we can finalize all those things. And all our classrooms have emergency bags, go bags that have stop the bleed kits, lanterns, and minimal first aid type things. And then the teachers can put their red folders and any other classroom items they might need if they need to up and go in the event of emergency.
Is that by grade level or by classroom?
Every classroom. Yes, ma'am. I think that's all from the nurse's office as far as right now. Miss Jennifer is not here, but she did want me to let everyone know that they are able to offer diet sodas in the cafeteria as of right now. They might have more improvements as well to report on at the for the next meeting. The cafeteria is also able to sell extra things as far as like little pizzas, and she said like their chips and all their snack type items have been selling a lot the past month. And so she said that they've been doing very well with all those types of sales.
Did you say they could sell soft drinks or diet?
Diet soft drink, diet soda. Sorry, I'm not sure if I said the
problem. You might have.
Okay. Yes, only diet sodas. So, but they're popular with high school kids.
It's just unreal. I mean, I can sell that after all these. And there's so much in them.
Mm-hmm. But they're sugar free.
But don't they have like the aspartame and all of those things that aren't supposed to be good for you? So.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they're following the smart snacking standards.
Yes, ma'am. So. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we had our staff members trained with the youth mental health first aid, and we have approximately 80% of our entire staff trained. So we still have a couple that need to receive their training. We are signed up partnering with the Texas A&M Youth Achieving Mental Health Program for our 8th graders to come out and do 5-week sessions. That will be in the spring semester. We have continued our partnership with Texas A&M Telehealth Counseling Services. We have not had any referrals yet for this year. And same thing, like Nurse Casey said, Senate Bill 12, we've come out with a good amount of updates, and we're waiting for some finalization. We've received some, but then we get more, and so we're still waiting on consent. I know we've sent out the parent square with the original guidance that was received, and we are still missing over 150 signed consents. So hopefully we'll be able to get some of those passed out and mailed or sent with individual students.
Is it possible to have a table tomorrow at open house to try to capture?
Well, and that was something we had talked about. So really it's a lot per grade. So then it's family, the whole family. So we talked about having a paper copy, not knowing if we would miss any, and I don't want to get duplicates of the ones that have already signed. So I may go through and just I've printed and send them directly with the individual student and put the child's name on the top and send home in their take-home folders, but maybe having that as well, just a small table.
Yeah, even just a little poster that says, you know, have you completed this? And parents, some parents have questions. I mean, they're not fully understanding. I mean, statewide,
right?
There's a lot of confusion about what is allowed and not allowed, and why is why have things changed? And so, just offering. I know other schools that are having these Florida Similar Nights are having a little exhibit or a little booth just to talk about, answer those questions in person to help. Sometimes, especially for some that are having that aren't the literacy issue, it's they're more apt to talk to someone.
Okay.
Anything and just from our end, I would just say we're trying to stay on top of keeping the illnesses at bay by being very conscious of doing the disinfecting. Mr. Bill has already, we had one day in particular where we had quite a few absences, so we went through with the fogging machines, and we've had several weekends where we have turned up the volume, I guess you would say, of the air purifiers that we have. They can be set at a higher volume to kill out more things, but it has to be done when we're not on campus. So he does that on weekends, and then he comes back and resets them. So we're trying to stay on top of that and keep as many illnesses at bay as possible.
Anything from the high school side? Officer Schrader?
I don't have anything.
We have Drew.
Oh, walk down, Drew.
All right.
Went well. Then fire drill at that beginning of the year too. So kids always do good on the lockdown drill though. Definitely younger kids. And then we had Deputy Scott with the sheriff's office here talk to the high school or junior high and up. And then I talked to first and fifth grade up. Or
did
first
you
or fifth.
Discuss that topic that we talked about.
Did.
Ms. Kirk, would you like to talk about the concession?
Sure. So we're fortunate at A&M AgriLife to have a couple of different grants currently that we're working with school districts across the state on. There's actually two. I'm going to kind of do an audible here and share two of them. As a part of the Texas Department of Ag grant that Ms. Dill and the FCCLA team, they have the My Plate Ambassadors that are working with school leadership across the state. Right now we've got a little over 100 students that have been identified I don't remember how many school districts that is, but it's a good variation all the way down from Laredo up to Dalhart. So we've got them throughout the state. But another one of the components, so last year, if y'all will recall, they did the taste testing and did some introductions with trying to work on cafeteria. So there's two other components to that grant, one of which is local wellness policy and SHAC training. And so just as a heads up, there's a good chance that one of those will be hosted in Huntsville at the District 8, or Region 8 ESC, sometime in the spring. And so for that, they were just asking that, you know, two or three SHAC members attend like that half day sort of workshop to kind of go through a little more in detail how local wellness policies can be strengthened in districts. And we're looking for a variety of schools from rural to mid-sized to urban, just because it helps develop some good models that can be used broadly across the state when people come and ask for. You know, we have some standard templates that TASB and TSHAC have developed, and I was fortunate to be a part of those, but we definitely know one size does not fit all. So that's one opportunity. And then the second opportunity is a part of a CDC grant. And oddly enough, it also supports this. So the two layer on top of one another. And the CDC grant is focused on very similar to TDA, trying to improve the overall school health environment. And one of the areas that they're working on, again, identifying three different tiered schools, basically, is developing a policy that could be shared statewide in supporting more helpful options in school policy regarding concessions that are sold. And so it's, you know, introducing maybe some more lower sodium items, some fresh fruit, you know, the baby oranges, or having apples available at, during, you know, it's about changing the culture of the school and the community, because as the community comes in for games of sorts, you know, that they can see the school's really making an effort and trying to change the availability of either fresh produce, lower sodium, more healthful options. And it's not to say that it, the intent is not to get away, you know, completely do away with nachos, popcorn, whatever, but it's just to introduce some more healthful choices. And so I kind of visited on the side with a couple of leaders here in the school to see if North Zulch would be interested in being one of the pilot sites and working over this next year with thinking about how that how we could develop, because as I understand, we don't actually have a concession policy as a part of our local wellness policy. There are some schools that as a part of their overall school wellness, they have something written in there about how their concessions are run and what is, you know, offered, or at least there's a prescribed menu, but just some key points that whoever is working the concessions, whether it's a booster club, whether it's a you know, a class selling or whatever, and we just wanted to see, bring that up to this group to see if maybe a little subcommittee could work on that as well, and then bring in for example, I know Ms. Dill does a lot of the concessions, but so do some of the, I don't know who does like the wrestling and some of the other, I know she usually does like softball or baseball in the spring.
Ms. Dill, I believe, is doing wrestling as well.
Oh, okay.
I think Ms. Kyle does this fall ones.
The fall ones. So it would maybe be a combination of working with both, to just see if, and then, you know, someone from this group to just see if that would be something. So I wanted to put that out there as an option to see if our school would be interested in helping develop and pilot part of that project. That was all I had. On the PTO side, we have also, we're up and running. We've had two meetings, I think, so far. We've got some great new parents really engaged. I think we've had 10 to 12, 10 to 15 people at every meeting so far. So it has been a much increase. Last year it was kind of just like four or five of us for the most part, and it's been really great. And I'm hearing a lot of getting text messages and more communication from other parents that are really interested in, like, are feeling more welcomed. And I think that is kudos to all of y'all here, because it's enough that I'm definitely seeing a change. And so is, you know, some of us that have been here for a couple of years, we definitely see there's a change.
We have determined our SHAC officers next on our agenda meeting, with us not having a lot of parents and all. I didn't know if we needed to hold off on that, or as far as students as well, or if we need to go ahead and try to do that this meeting.
I would like to maybe see if I mean, in the future, once we set meeting dates, if I could invite another parent or two.
Yes.
To and also join.
I had actually meant, I had my letter written and everything to pass by to you just to send a PTO and all, and I completely didn't.
No, that's good. I mean,
because
so, I'm good with
if we think we might have some more, could we set that for the next meeting then?
I mean, I say go ahead and, yes, ma'am, hold off and see if we can get an increase. That way it'll be a good variety, I get, maybe.
And it would also be nice to have a youth voice.
Yes.
I think that is something that...
Well, we had some that were going to come. It's just with scheduling all today, things came up.
At one point, there had also been a discussion about whether to adjust the meeting time.
And yes, ma'am.
So that it would allow, but again, that's difficult.
And that'll be up. I'm not sure if after school will help or not. Just like today, they're already gone, so. What do y'all think?
Are you talking about the students that would?
Well, just in general, having a time like now versus like at 3:45 meeting. Because we talked about potentially having one like at 3:45 to see if it would have an increased attendance.
Either in parents who are coming, you know, to pick up their kids who might want to sit in. And then again, with students also, would they have an activity or two?
That might limit some of those more because they might not be available.
Maybe something to continue considering and see.
Put up for next meeting. Maybe if we can have the increased for more people. Okay. So you want to stay with 1:30 for next time? Is that okay for you? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then what's a good, would you all want to keep it on Wednesday? Get out the planner.
I feel like sports are usually, well, I say that, and then cross country's gone today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sports are usually not on Wednesdays. Not that that will affect.
I think
we do
in the fall time. I believe it's wrestling that ends up being on Wednesdays if it's a sport, and it's not every Wednesday, but so.
I like Wednesdays, but I'm
yes.
indifferent.
Well, I think
Wednesdays work.
Yes, ma'am. And that was something that was,
right.
did we bring up that at one of the new changes, we have to have 4 meetings per year instead of 2. Previously, we were a district of innovation. Now that is disregarded. And
right.
so we're going to need one before December.
Yes. And also, I mean, that does not preclude subcommittees from meeting on the side.
Correct.
But
as far as the scheduled large meeting.
So quarterly.
So if you wanted to do a different day, Thanksgiving break starts on the 24th. We could do one November 17th, which is the Monday before Thanksgiving break.
It's homecoming week.
Yeah, that needs to be on my calendar. It's not. It's not on my calendar.
See, it's on mine.
Yeah, it's exactly
possible,
what I want to
Kirk.
Know.
Not possible. King of calendar. So pushing it back to the week of November 10th, is that what I'm... If
so I'm thinking we're going to have Veterans Day that Tuesday, the 11th. So the 12th, I'm looking, we have a drill that day, wrestling, and that's it.
On which day?
November the 12th.
Is December 3rd too far out, or too...
Star EOC testing,
wrestling.
Ryan High School, and I'm consolidating.
So.
I think we should try to have it before December.
Okay.
I think so too. I say we go with that November.
The 12th? What about the
5th? health science clinical. So that means all of our HOSA kids are, not all of them, because it's not going to be the lower level, like the younger
right.
students.
So and we could always plan ahead and designate. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fifth looks pretty open.
November 5th.
So which one?
November 5th.
Is that good for the team's Kurt?
Yes.
Okay. So then November 5th, a Wednesday at 1:30. And then we'll plan on at that meeting to have all officers determined and update or give our TEA updates at that time. Anything from anybody else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Okay. Second?
I second.
All right.